This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I had a listener who was looking for a shrub for shade. Sounded simple, except she needed one that was not toxic to dogs. Her backyard is small and fenced, so it's important to make sure that whatever she plants is safe for her two curious dogs. Take the yew, please. It's toxic to nearly everything. While it grows in shade, the seed inside the berries is toxic to pets and people. Hydrangeas are pretty, but poisonous to pups. In fact, the leaves and buds are also toxic to cats and horses. These parts of the plant contain a chemical more commonly known as cyanide. If a pup chews on the plant, the chewing action releases the toxins. Symptoms of poisoning include vomiting, diarrhea, and depression. Not that every dog goes up and starts chewing your hydrangea, just something to think about. Unimus is poisonous if large quantities are ingested. There are many types of unimus. The seed, and subsequently the fruit of an alpine currant, a decent shrub for shade, is also toxic to pets. However, there needs to be a male and a female plant to get the fruit. A cultivar named Green Mound is male and does not produce fruit, so it could be planted. Leaves, flowers, and nectar of rhododendrons and azaleas are toxic to dogs, and honey from rhodo flowers can be toxic even in humans. I have more on this at gardenbite.com. So what the heck can she plant? Aside from the non-fruit-bearing currant, there's a lovely shrub called clethra. It's commonly called summer sweet and uncommonly delivers heavenly scented flowers in shady locations from July to August. Go to gardenbite.com for pictures and more information. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer. And remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.